Yeah, yeah, let's go. Hey, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Happy weekend eve. It's Dave here, and all the best stuff from this morning's show on the John DeBella Show, of course, in case you forgot where you were. Last night was the big corporate Beasley conference, so John was crispy. Germans and genetics should send a chill down your spine. For some people, it didn't. We heard from a former viral sensation who's out with a new song, a rather dark song, and remasters are forever. Coming out, that is. Kostaki Economopoulos was our first of a two-person tag team in the comedy world. He brought along his football punchlines. Then Ian Edwards joined us for the first time. And I normally don't include the 8:35 game, but it was a fun one today for Name That Cop Show. So here we go. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
Last night, I was at the Beasley corporate meeting here in Philadelphia. Mike, I have to honestly admit, I've never been had that much fun with managers in my life.
Is that right?
It was a great night. It was a great night. They handed out Lucite to people. It was like an awards dinner. It was an awards.
There wasn't women in cages or
none of that. None of that. Although, you know who? You know one of the people who performed last night.
Who's that?
Kobe Calais. Ken Calais' daughter.
What was her hit?
The man Bubbles. Who produced Bubbles?
I have no idea. Nope.
That's Michael Jackson's monkey.
Right. Her dad is the man who
Bubbly! I was close!
Oh,
screw
man.
You guys!
You were close. Taylor knew it.
Her dad is the guy who produced The Rumors Out.
Right.
Right? We've had him on the air to talk about that and a number of other things in the past, but it was a great night. It was a really fun night.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Okay, let me tell you a story and then tell me what your answer to this is. Scientists in Germany created a new blood test that can predict if someone's going to die in the next 10 years, and it's 80% accurate.
I'm out.
All right.
I don't
want to
know that.
All right. You know, and basically they see this as the foundation of this thing. It's 80% accurate now. They could improve it, and it will be able to tell if you are going to die anywhere between the next 5 and 10 years. And all the two of you have already made it clear you don't want to know.
Unless it can pinpoint exactly what it is and then offer me a chance to remedy it, get ahead of the problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if it's just going to be straight up, yeah, you're dead, bro.
Right.
No, I'm done.
Right.
Not taking it.
Well, you know, there are systems that scan. Like there are these, I know people who go in for these like $3,000 tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a guy does it every year. Right, and he goes in and they scan his whole body. They do this whole workup on him, right, and to find out, you know, what's going on in his body, right, and then obviously they could do something about it, right?
Yeah.
But I still don't want to know.
Yeah.
I still don't want to know. But
sick,
it is very possible for people out there to do so. We turn it into a text poll. Of course, all you got to do is text to MGK MGK. That's 645-645. Text one for yes. Text two for no. Do you want to know if you're going to die in the next 10 years? From our wide selection of blood songs, ladies and gentlemen. I still find it hilarious that in the demo, they did the baby. And then when they recorded this for real, they took the stutter out.
Yeah.
Right, and the producers and the record company went, no, that's got to be in there. The baby is very important, you know. So
we miss it.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, and you ain't seen nothing yet. The John DeBella Show, as far as things to see are concerned, or at least things to know.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
Cindy, what would you want to know about this blood test? Do you want to know if you're going to die in the next 10 years or not?
No.
Okay.
They didn't say you're going to live either, if you notice.
God, like, they didn't say you're going to live. They just said
it's all bad
that you will die in the next 10
exactly.
years. Well, 75% of our respondents said no way in hell. They don't want to know at all. So I'm amazed that at the basically it's like a little less. So it's 72 to 28. Right. 28% said they do. So
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
One out of four. Well, I mean, that's the case in here. Our freak Taylor over there in the corner.
Give me the test.
Right. Yeah.
That was a bad impression.
Right. She's young. So she wants to know when she's going to die.
There's not much of a chance.
You want to know when you're going to die? The moment you say I'm going to work in radio.
Don't do it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So let me ask you a question. Anybody remember Pico Taro?
No.
Pico Taro, Dave? Mm-mm. Pico Taro? Cindy?
No.
Pico Taro?
Is it a salsa?
No, Pico Taro is a person. Oh. Okay. Pico Taro is a person. He's a performer. He's a wealthy, wealthy man.
Okay.
All right? He's Japanese. Mm-hmm. All right? And he's the guy who gave us, you might recall his song.
I have a pen.
Oh, yeah.
I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen.
I have a pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Now, he made millions off of that song. Oh, all right? I mean, it's absolutely millions off of that song. I don't know what the hell people in Japan think is entertainment, but that sure as hell isn't entertainment to me. And he's come up with a new one.
Oh, good. It's been
a while. He's come up with a new one. Nothing like that at all. Okay. Right? Actually, it has a lot to do with what we just asked people about. It's his new song called... Everybody's gonna die.
Nice to see he's maturing.
Not as much of an earworm.
Not as much of an ear as the other one.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like he downgraded his equipment too. Was that on GarageBand circa 2002?
Like it's just like everyone must go die.
It's the feel good song of summer.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We are, just about a month away from getting Abbey Road, the 50th anniversary edition. Some people got, they had a listening party of some kind with Giles Martin. I think it was yesterday, the day before, and Variety magazine got a hold of the entire collection. He got some information on what's on it. And, you know, they did the same thing. He did the 5.1 surround sound. More than likely, the package is going to come with, you know, you can get it in CDs, you can get it in vinyls, all sorts of stuff. But supposedly, they're using something like the Dolby Atmos system, which brings out elements not heard in previous releases over the years. Okay. You know what I have found? Most times I can't even hear the things that couldn't be heard when they play the things that, because your muscle memory, right? Just,
that's true.
You hear it the way you always heard it.
We talked about it earlier with the stuttering.
Right, exactly.
You know, where it needed to be back.
Right. Needed to be put back in. Right. But singles that were recorded at the time, like, The Ballad of John and Yoko, O Brown Shoe, along with, Goodbye and, Come and Get It, right? Are included in the package. So even though they weren't on the album, seeing that they were recorded at the same sessions, they included those as well, along with a lot of, you know, outtakes and things like that. So 27th is when we get it, the all-new Abbey Road.
I hope Giles saves his money from all these things, because what's he going to do once Let It Be turns 50 redoes that, and then he's got nothing left?
He's got nothing left? Well, you know what? If he's making the money that I think he's making... He doesn't need anything else.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
He is the host of Quick Snaps Podcast, which is available on iTunes. It's always a pleasure, especially now that it's football season, to welcome back again the man who owns every vowel. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Kostaki Economopoulos.
That's a great intro. Good to hear your voice, sir.
It's good to hear you, sir. How are things?
Things are good.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy an O when you're trying to spell my name.
You don't need O's.
In fact, I've been to comedy clubs where they run out of O's and have to put zeros up to spell my name out.
It's like a screen name.
So here it is, football season upon us again. I can only imagine how jealous you are, knowing that our backup quarterback is Josh McGowan.
I love that the coach said something like, I like him because he's close to my age.
So let's get into what has been the running story throughout the preseason, and that is AB himself, Antonio Brown.
He got cold feet, John.
Yes, he got cold feet. He did. He brought them on himself, but he did get frostbitten feet.
Frostbitten from not wearing proper footwear and cryotherapy. Have you ever heard a sentence even a little bit like that? Who moves from Pittsburgh to Oakland then gets frostbite in a heat wave? That's what I don't understand. There are people on Mount Everest not getting frostbite right now. I looked up the three stages of frostbite. I did my homework. Frost nip, that's mild irritation.
Okay.
Superficial frostbite, that's when the skin starts to turn pale. And then deep frostbite is when you have to show your feet on Hard Knocks.
And then there's the helmet problem. And the helmet problem, it was there, then the helmet problem was solved, now it's back again.
Getting frostbite should be all the proof we need. The old helmet wasn't doing its job. The last guy that's resistant to protection was Antonio Cromartie. Am I right, everybody?
Well, you can only imagine here in Philadelphia how much we're enjoying the Zeke Elliott stories.
Zeke's holding out. He wants to be able to buy Greenland. He wants that kind of money.
Training in Cabo. All right. Yeah, yeah. Imagine how well that's going.
He said he's losing weight. Is it diarrhea?
Well, let's get into what could be a positive story, and that is the Browns and the Bears are the lead picks right now for going to the Super Bowl.
They're popular bets because they're fun teams that are on the upswing. I root for the Browns, too. I would love to have a good Browns team. That'd be a great storyline. What can Brown do for you in the last 30 years? Not much. And their former Brown, Josh Gordon, was just reinstated into the NFL this week.
Were the bars closed?
Yeah, that's right. Were they run out of weed? What happened? Part of the NFL's very strict policy, 15 strikes and you're out. So Josh Gordon's out. Nice. How do you rank Josh Gordon in fantasy? Just high? I don't know. I put him at 420. Does that sound right?
Okay.
I was thinking to myself this week, could I not do drugs for $50 million? Yeah.
Yeah. I could not do a lot of things for $50 million.
I wanted to ask you about Jay-Z. Maybe it's going to lead to Kaepernick.
It started out with Jay-Z being a music consultant for the NFL, and then the next day, he's buying a team.
Jay-Z and the NFL have a new partnership announced this week, and Kaepernick's girlfriend not happy about it. And I thought, it's got to be tough to be Kaepernick's girlfriend, right? He's constantly kneeling. You don't know if it's a proposal. He keeps saying he has a job. He never goes to work. Like, it's a tough spot, Kaepernick's girlfriend.
You know what's worse than being Kaepernick's girlfriend?
What's that?
Sitting behind him in a movie theater.
A lot of hair.
A lot of hair. It's great to talk to you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Kostaki Economopoulos, check out his Quick Snaps podcast, which is available on iTunes. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight for one show and then two tomorrow on Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. This gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. His new special on Comedy Central is called Ian Talk, Ideas Not Worth Spreading. Would you please welcome Ian Edwards? Hi, dude.
What's going on, fam? How you doing?
Wait, did you think I was holding you up or something? Or was on both hands went up in the air?
This is how I wake up.
You know that's it?
Like, literally physical body energy. I have to do something to wake up. Yeah. This is my coffee, raising my hands.
That's
above
it?
My
that's
head.
It? Yeah, yeah. I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, try that.
You're
it's
alive
cheaper.
Right now. Yeah, right? Your energy, your voice is strong. Man.
So, well, I've been up for a while.
Yeah.
All right. You were just getting to bed when I was getting up.
Exactly.
Right, so how are you? It's good to meet you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
You.
All right. Now, let me get this straight. All right. You're born in England.
Yeah.
All right. You moved to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And then you moved to New York. Right. Uniondale, to be exact.
Uniondale, yeah.
Right, which I know very well. What, someone in the family wanted criminal? What was the story?
Nah, nothing like that. Nothing as exciting as that. No, I was just trying to, a bunch of immigrants trying to find some work.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just trying to, you know, find a nice place to live and get along in life. So that's pretty much what it was, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And how drastic, well, how old were you when you moved to Jamaica?
I was like 9 years old.
Okay, wow. So how drastic a change was that?
Because, growing up in England, all my family is Jamaican.
So okay.
So, like my aunts, my uncles, so all the food we ate in England was Jamaican. The way our parents talked to us and relatives talked to us was Jamaican. We're in communication with our Jamaican family. So, going to Jamaica was just like, oh, this is the real thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is, oh, so this is how it really is. But, you know, there were things that we did have that, like, you know, we were a little broker in Jamaica.
A little broker?
Yeah. Or modern conveniences, like, there was a, we had an outhouse.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So if you want to use the bathroom, 3 a.m. in the morning in a very superstitious country that everybody believes there's ghosts, good luck going out there by yourself. You had to leave the house to go use the bathroom and sit in a shed that has a hole in the ground. So, you know, stuff okay. like that, yeah.
All right. Now, what are some of your ideas that are not worth spreading?
All of them, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? If we keep talking. But it was just a play on, like, TED Talks. Because there's us like ideas worth spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So as a comic, I'm kind of like a contrarian. So I like to flip things on their head. So it's like, hey, you could take this or not. You know what I mean? I don't want to take myself seriously. So that was kind of a good way to like continue in that vein.
Now, what is it about hashtag brave that I don't understand? Because I noticed you did something about hashtag brave. Right? What is that?
Because there's a lot of, like, people hashtagging brave, like, no makeup, hashtag brave. and what else? No filter, hashtag brave.
Mm-hmm.
And in earlier on in the special, I do a joke about Harriet Tubman.
Right.
And I was like, Harriet Tubman rescued slaves every day with no makeup on. I think she was really hashtag brave. Yeah. So that's what my point is. Like, today we use the brave a lot, but there's some real bravery that needs to be acknowledged. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is amazing the credit people will take, right, mm-hmm. for like, oh, I did something that everybody else in America does on a regular basis. Yeah.
I had seen that you were, speaking of Harriet Tubman, you were excited when you found out the news that Harriet Tubman was going to be on the $20 bill.
Right.
And then you saw Harriet Tubman. And you realize they're just putting another man on the bill.
she's got strong features. Let's just say that.
Is coming to America, I mean, how drastic a change was that for you guys?
Well, so long ago now. But the thing about America is, like, the culture of America is exported all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to watch it on TV and stuff like that. So you have an idea. It's not like so even before you get there, you've seen the commercials for the country in its movies, its music.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of things were familiar, but there's a lot of things that weren't. You know what I mean?
What did you have a hard time adapting to?
Like, there were black people,
right,
but they weren't the type of black people. like the way I spoke, they didn't. It was the first time I was in a place where black people didn't speak the way I spoke.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
all
then
right.
they could tease you about things that were normal to you, like your accent,
uh-huh.
the clothes you had on,
right.
You know, the sports that you liked, and you have to just make that adjustment and acclimate to being more American.
Well, I have to say that Ian Edwards is the least black name I have ever run into.
It's one of them. It's one of them.
If somebody takes someone to a club and they don't know you, uh-huh. right, and then you come out on stage, wait, is it a black guy?
I mean, because of the internet,
right?
No, but before, probably. Yeah. It was great when I was like, wasn't a comic and I wanted to get a job. It was a great name. When they see the resume, it's like, we'll hire this guy's name.
You're like the opposite of the comedian Bob Marley, if you know him.
Oh, yeah, Bob,
you're
yeah.
pretty much diametrically yeah. opposed.
Yeah.
You should do a bill with him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'll throw him for a loop.
Right, do a bill with Bob Marley.
No,
and
a
black
mean.
Guy comes out on the stage. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're not?
Yeah, he used to live in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And he was like a regular at the Laugh Factory
right.
out there. And, like, I used to hear his name and see his name on the marquee all the time. I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
The Bob Marley I know is dead. He's out here pretending to be Bob Marley. Like, I guess maybe when he was born, Bob Marley wasn't famous. Or if he was, his parents was like, we're going to mess with this our son.
No, they were from Maine. They didn't know Bob Marley existed.
All right. Fair enough.
Now, I heard something about you believe that Donald Trump is keeping us in shape.
I mean,
because he's not a man. He's not a man who looks like he's doing a lot of working out.
I mean, everybody's marching and protesting so much that by the time he's done being president, everybody's going to be in great shape. You know what I mean? Like people out there protesting every day. You know what I mean?
Well, Ian Edwards is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. There's one show tonight and then two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. His new special, Ian Talk, Ideas Not Worth Spreading, is available on Comedy Central. You can get tickets for this show, of course, through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much for coming in, man. This morning.
Thanks for having me. Great energy. I love it.
All right.
And the two guys on the side, Dave and Steve.
Shout out, man.
My man.
What's up, man? Good. And then there's a woman in the back.
Oh, that's Taylor.
She's
that's
not
Taylor.
Talking.
Right, right.
She just has a camera.
Right, right.
Let me know you're all right. All right, cool.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Made me look to see if I forgot to put a stop in because it fired so fast. And then I remembered, I don't control that one. That's all true. Woo!
Name That Cop Show being brought to us by CarSense. Go to CarSense.com, 215-263-WMGK. What is this cop show? Let's go to the phone and see what Paul has to say. Morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Where are you from, Paul?
Mayfair.
What are you doing right now? You at work already?
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you do for a living?
Loss prevention.
Loss prevention?
Yes.
You work with the insurance companies?
No. I work in a grocery store, watching the cameras, catching all the people.
He beats shoplifters.
Is that what it is? Oh.
Jealous.
Okay,
we lost an 8:10 segment earlier. Can you find it for us?
I'll keep my eyes out.
Paul, name this cop show.
Oh, could it be Miami Vice?
Miami Vice?
Happy, happy, happy.
Yes, my man, you are absolutely correct. All right, Miami Vice is what it is.
Literally never heard that drop before.
What the hell was that?
That was the happy drop.
I mean, it worked.
Okay, you want this?
You're a winner!
You got it, my man. You're going to get some Sting from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You're not happy, happy, happy? Come on.
I am now.
Ian Edwards made you happy, happy, happy.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.